The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from who the hell knows this week. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined by my co-host, Mr. Nick Ramirez. We've also got Chewy here in the studio with us. Back in Studio B, it's Dogwater Dick and Honky. This week, joining us on the show, we've got Dave Massoud stopping by, and my favorite event of the day, the end of the line.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Three, for all of you keeping score. Three.
What the fuck does that mean?
What was the question?
Let's move on.
Three. How's everybody's week? How have we been doing here?
Great. I've had a great week.
Let's talk about the weekend. I went to Middlegate. Wow.
Oh, how awesome. Right. That's Middlegate's still there, right?
Yeah, it was super fun to go back out there.
There was a fundraiser to keep the winds from sweeping it away.
Absolutely. Yeah, the winds of the long arm of taxes and whatever, and the fucking just bad luck.
The man.
Their son got sick and went to the hospital, so they just had they have all kinds of bills. But we went and put a nice chunk in there, doing a big show for them.
You have a good turnout?
Yeah, it was a packed house. Like, dinner time was packed, and then we had the show. And it was packed, and there were kids there, so we couldn't even show the movie till.
There was dinner, rock bands, a movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then more music. And then the all night drinking, and we booked up all the rooms out there. It was totally sold out, you know. It was
What's
great.
It in the Big middle house. Of?
Nowhere.
Between Westgate and Eastgate.
Exactly.
Spot
That's
on.
Really true.
True.
Yeah.
It's true.
Especially where the road from Gabs comes back up and meets Highway 52.
Yeah, it's the Middlegate, and it's just the Middlegate station's the only thing really out there. There's a small group of people that live out there, so they got to enjoy the show, which when you live out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
And it was the movie
show,
that got filmed out there.
Yeah, and so they were really jazzed and actually piped down and listened to it when it was on, and it went over really well, and we had a blast out there. And we're going to be doing more events once or twice a year. We're going to be heading out to Middlegate and helping Freda and Ross out.
Kick ass.
Rad.
So, yeah, very so much yeah. fun.
If you're ever on Highway 50 out there and you drive through Middlegate, stop and get a beer or something.
Yeah, you can get some food, too.
It's one of those middle places in the middle of nowhere with character, charm, and just, well, like...
There's a lot of dirt.
Lots of crap that's built up over the years.
Broke down cars and shit.
Is there a Walmart there, though?
No. You get a middle beer.
Drive a ways to get to a Walmart, but...
Is there a toilet there?
Yeah.
Well, technically, never
mind. If you tried to walk to Walmart, you would need to defend yourself from coyotes at least twice.
So that was fantastic.
Kick ass.
Mikey's arm's getting better.
Nice.
She's working that out. And
good for
what
you.
What else happened this weekend? Man, I don't know. Let me pass it to Chewbacca.
Whoosh.
Huh?
What was your weekend like, Chewie?
It was good, man. I didn't do much. You know, just hanging out with the family, watching a lot of football. And
go Packers. Yeah,
football.
Packers look good. Still got the Packers and Jackson
football.
They're
winning, so I'm paying attention to football now.
I'm going to be in Seattle next Sunday, and if I wanted to pay $600, I could go see the NFC Championship game, so we'll see what kind of mood I'm in when I get there.
All right.
I don't really care for either one of those teams that much. Yeah, that's too much. Probably just go to a party.
Yeah, it's way more economical.
Yeah, the weather's been good. I cleaned out my garage this weekend. I don't know, nothing really exciting like Middlegate or nothing, but
yeah,
it was cool. About you, Rory?
I went to a Girl Scout event at the Reno Event Center, the Cookie Kickoff.
A little creepy. Could you at least go with your daughter?
Yes. I was not there recruiting for the show.
Mirrors on his shoes. Hidden camera.
Stop it.
Bathroom attendant.
Shut up!
No, it was the Cookie Kickoff thing, and it was 4 hours of screaming madness. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of moms in this city who are mean, cutthroat little bitches when it comes to Girl Scout cookies, standing in line, holding the place for five girls who are sitting in the bleachers on their phones. And, okay, it's time for them to do the event when my little girl or somebody else's little girl is second or third away to be in there. And all of a sudden, boom, there's 10 girls in front of her.
Mm. Bullshit.
That's bitchy. That's how they learn that.
It's making little girls like whimper and cry.
It's a samosas, I mean, man. They're addicting, right, you know.
Right. Bring no, your it's all about the moms want their own patches and merit badges, mm-hmm, because yeah, doing Girl Scouts is all they have with their lives.
Takes them back to a nicer, simpler time in their own lives.
Right. It'd be nice if they wore the Girl Scout shirt.
But no, I had a really good time with the Riku. Yeah. Yeah. That, you know, that would be good. Yeah.
And the long socks.
Yeah, I'd like to see some. There were some moms I would like to have seen in Girl Scout outfits, for sure. But we had a great time. Riku's having a blast. She's got a goal of 500 packages of Girl Scout cookies she wants to sell.
I thought she meant $500, but you're talking about 500
packages? 500
packages. That's a lot of cookies.
Yeah, sure.
That's a racket.
Is.
Well, we will see.
Oh, it's like drug dealing, man. People are like, hey, yo, where can, mm-hmm, I meet up with you to give you the money?
Yeah.
When do kidding. I get the product?
No kidding. If you're a listener and you want to get some of Riku's cookies, go to Roy's Facebook.
Please.
Message him.
500 is her goal. And in this first.
We will say your name on the podcast if you, yep, do this.
Yeah, totally. If you, I will even read off a list of everybody who's already donated. But if you specifically go to the Worst Little Podcast page, there'll be something special in it for you.
There
you go.
And her cookies, yeah, are not stepped on.
No, they are not.
No baby powder or like laxative.
Razors.
Yeah.
None of that.
Aren't there new flavors this year?
There are, but they're not currently in our area.
Oh, no!
They're going to test market to see if people die from them or not.
No, we got to taste test them, but then they're not on the order sheet.
Is that like infected toe flavor or something?
Yes.
So we're glad we don't get them.
It's sriracha herpes flavored.
Yum.
That sounds like a bad choice.
Sriracha's so good and herpes is so bad. Yeah. What do you do?
It's like chocolate.
It's like a very
vinegar.
Average cookie.
Well, the sriracha
salt and vinegar
takes, yeah, it kind of helps kill the herpes.
Once you have a little bit of either one, you can't get rid of it.
Yeah. No, they're all the regular and flavors who that you've come to expect. Some
was
of them
that
are
Milton.
There are many that are, yeah, vegan flavors. I didn't realize that thin mints are vegan.
Gluten free?
So no, we don't have the gluten free ones either.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Those are only for hippie town.
But in the last 48 hours, we've had an awesome response. Riku has sold almost 150 boxes since Saturday.
Damn, cool.
And this is on Monday. Moving. So 3 days, 150 boxes, folks.
That's a good.
I know, idiot.
She's lucky average. Her dad knows a lot of people on Facebook. We'll just leave it at that. But it was a good time. I had a good bonding weekend with the girl. We watched Star Wars.
Rad.
Like, we got pizza and watched Star Wars that night. It was
that's my favorite.
We just showed my daughter, my 3-year-old, Star Wars for the first time recently. She enjoyed it.
Awesome.
She doesn't get the story, but she likes the characters and the images.
The lasers
and, like
and the
that.
Lightsabers.
Yeah.
Is that the very first one? Like,
yeah,
one,
we showed her episode 4. We're not going to start her with Jar Jar Binks. That's
fuck
just
yeah.
bullshit. She'll never
no, so that's
else.
What I'm
doing. Like
this is Riku's
rabbit.
First time seeing episode 2. Mm-hmm. She saw episode 1 a couple weeks ago after we got it for her for Christmas. So, like, she hasn't seen the Jar Jar Binks bullshit until now, mm-hmm, when, frankly, she is the target demographic.
Absolutely.
But she's dying to know who Darth Vader is. She doesn't care. Like, okay, who, you know, I know he's Luke's father, but who is he? That's driving her mad, and we're just letting her ride that one out.
Tell her James Earl Jones.
Obi-Wan Kenobi spills the beans on that, like, yeah, right off the bat in episode 4 or so.
Yeah, I wish she missed it.
Yeah.
She missed it. Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. That'll start teaching her to pay more of the fuck attention, yeah, to movies like we're always, yeah, asking, right, her to. Yeah. If you don't
down.
Ask questions, they'll answer it by the end, honey. That's, yeah, the whole point of watching a show.
It's nice to figure it out throughout the whole thing. Like, pick up the clues and try to figure it out.
Right, but, right. Yeah, right. The kids just want to know right now.
Yeah, what's going on? Why, yeah, why is that? Yeah.
Shut up and watch the movie.
Shit's dope.
Oh, whoa.
Shut up!
That's what it's like around my house.
Well, I know the F word.
Yeah, use
Wait,
it.
Did I just say a bad word?
Not yet.
should I stop or should I go down?
I was kind of waiting for one.
There's nothing perverse about this cow girl.
No, oh, no.
We played that last week. I'm sorry.
That makes
you know, Rory,
me
that's what happens when you show up and then forget your guitar and leave without going over the list of what I'm going to have her say.
Yeah,
usually we go over the list and you say, not that one, not that one, not that one.
I
didn't get to do that with
you.
No,
actually,
I
trusted my little girl, and for the most part, she did good.
No, she didn't say anything that she understood that was bad.
She didn't say anything that Uncle Rick didn't tell her to say, make her say.
Right. It was terrible.
Yeah, I don't like it.
What about you over the weekend? Did you curl up with a good manual, record some bands?
No, so I had nothing planned at all for this weekend, which kind of sucks because I need some money. And then out of the blue, Failure Machine called me and said, can we come in next week? And I said, no, but you can come in now. And they hooked up all their shit. Turns out Failure Machine needed to do a live video. It's some kind of fucking PBS thing where they have to, and I don't know anything about this, they have to play music around a desk. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
A tiny desk? That's NPR.
NPR. What did I say? Yeah, yeah, did I say PBS? Same difference. Yeah. Okay, so NPR does this desk thing. And so they needed to record them video and audio playing around a desk. And so we set up a desk and their entire band and mic'd everything live in the same room and recorded them video and audio playing, which also means we'll have a nice video of a band playing in the living room before the house gets torn down, which is sweet.
Nice. Which is happening soon or what?
Yeah, we'll be out.
We have a date?
I already have the keys for the new place. And
is it in Reno?
It is.
Yes.
And it is up above the college. So it's just like a mile and a half around. Yeah, so Dogwater Studios is leaving Sparks.
Oh,
I know, which is terribly sad.
Those of us who hate Sparks are stoked on that.
When's the move date?
This is one of the awesome things. Turns out that I take possession of the new place on February 1st, although I have keys now, and I don't have to be out of here until March 31st.
Wow.
So we have a 2-month window to do whatever we want.
One thing a day.
Exactly.
Season 5 starts the last week of January. I'm just throwing that out there.
Of what?
Oh, we can't go that quick. Fuck.
No, I know.
But yeah, so we're going to be able to. So I think it's going to be possible to not fuck up the show at all.
Hey,
to work around everything.
Hey.
Because there's no, it has to be this day, it has to be that day. We can go slow. So it's going to be, I think it's going to work out really good, you guys.
Cool. Well,
take it slow, Rick.
You could have like a two-week break, too.
I don't know about that. Nick, you're so lazy. You're always the one saying we have to record every week.
Well, like a two-week break to set up your new studio, you know, so that. When we come back, we'll be coming back in the new studios. And people are like, okay, we'll wait a week for that, you know. If I was a listener, I would.
All right, any rate. I'm about to hit the windy coast.
But one factor of the new house is
thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
The room you guys go in for the new house, the room that would be that room, is actually a foot smaller.
Yeah?
So what are you trying to say?
The room.
It's going to suck in the summer.
We're going to have to get rid of one of you.
Everybody lose weight.
Yeah.
Nick, it's time to chop your head off.
What?
Oh, no.
So you're saying the ceiling's a foot lower or what?
No.
Art imitating reality.
One wall is a foot closer. So I'm sorry, you guys. We're going to have to get rid of one of you. So
the ceiling's of the floor's a foot higher?
Honky.
I don't get it.
Hey, you're out.
Yeah, it's always the intern. You're
and
chopped.
My room is way bigger. So face.
Face!
Let's switch rooms.
So, Eric, we have people in the studio with us. Oh,
yes.
My God.
The guests.
Wow.
The guests.
The guests. How about that? Every week, Rick. Every week.
Okay.
But first, we got a man who's got a little short on time here.
A little short on time. Get it?
Wow. I wasn't even going with a short guy joke there.
You're such a jerk.
Dick.
God.
I know a lot of shorter people than you, Dave. So
Dave Massoud.
Feel bad.
Dave Massoud from many radio bands, but most notably and currently Vampirates.
Vampirates.
And the Tooth of Crime house band, Tooth of Crime, appearing at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor the second and third weekends of March. Please check out Facebook or Jub Jub's website for more information.
Vampirates are playing with Fang soon.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The 24th.
Nice.
Ground Zero.
Fuck yeah.
Watch it.
Fang rips.
Watch it.
Hell yeah.
Well, what else you doing, Dave? You got a flyer in your hands.
I do.
Pretty.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I've been organizing the next skate jam. I did
Woo!
One last February over at Jubs, and just bringing a bunch of ramps, 12 bands, get some food trucks, and just do an all-day thing.
Good on you.
Yeah, coming up on February 21st, again, at Jubs.
How long have you been doing organizing skate jam?
This will be the second skate jam I've done.
Okay.
And then I was inspired by the one in 97 at the Livestock.
Yeah.
That was a great
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Totally. That was a lot of fun.
So what are you changing between last year's and this year's? Is anything different?
A lot of different bands. We'll have different ramps, a different food truck.
Because remember last year the ramps were like the skater people were right in front of the stage, and so nobody like huddled around the band.
Yeah,
are you gonna do exactly the same? Is it just logistically no other way to do it?
Pretty much. I mean, okay. it's going to be different ramps, but the layout will essentially be about the same.
Okay,
get an 8-foot tall quarter pipe somewhere.
Right.
Yeah,
and have it. That's exactly what I want.
If anybody out there has an 8-foot tall quarter pipe, please get a hold of me.
And if anybody out there has a back stock of neck braces, please kindly donate them to the event.
Yes.
I'll come skate it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm sure a lot of people would want to, hence the neck braces.
So Ryan, what are the bands?
The bands, we have Sucker Punch, Countress, Boss's Daughter, Stalking Distance, Terrible Timing, The Randy Savages, Civil War Rust, Actors Killed Lincoln, The Tides, Me nice. Time, Part of the Problem, and Slut Fungus.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a show. The Randy Savages is a great fucking band name, too.
Yeah, it's my buddies from Santa Cruz.
Nice.
Fucking amazing.
I like it. That's a great lineup.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
It's going to be really good.
All day long,
it's
huh?
Colin
yeah,
Sick,
noon to midnight.
Colin Sick going to be
What's
in there?
What's the cover?
I don't know.
Doing that C-Team's thing? No? You don't know? Okay. Hey, Colin Sick.
How much is
putting
it?
Your name out there, buddy.
What's the cover?
It's $10, and it's all ages and noon to midnight.
Does the waiver have to be signed in blood?
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. Colin will be there. He's always at the skateboard stuff. He'll be there.
You got anything else coming up?
So, Vampirates on the 24th. Of January with Fang, then again February 25th with Guttermouth at Shays.
Right on.
Wow.
Cool. Good shows.
Good stuff.
Hell yeah.
And you're going to be coming down to what on Monday nights if you're not working them?
Oh, that'd be Tooth of Crime.
God damn it, Dave.
Wrong cue card.
Open mic.
Wrong cue card.
Open mic, every Monday that you sometimes work and sometimes play at.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to tell people when they can visit you at the bar, you can do that too.
Oh, yeah. I work every Wednesday and Thursday evening from 9 until close at Jub Jub's.
Celebrity bartender. Yeah. Reno style.
So if they tell you they heard you on the podcast, do they get anything?
Yeah. My company.
Show them the door.
You wouldn't even get him a monkey juice, Dave.
It'd be on what podcast?
Maybe a monkey juice.
There you go.
I'm a hard ass, man.
You have to be nice about it.
Exactly.
Maybe a nip slip.
Can I use that?
Definitely a nip slip.
Okay.
Free fat lips.
Tongue?
You got to sign the waiver.
In blood.
Right on, Dave. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Hell yeah, thanks.
Do you
want to
stick around?
Are you going to hang out for a song or two?
Yeah, I'll check out some songs.
All right, cool. Well, then let's say hi to the band.
End of the line.
Hey, end of the line.
How you doing?
Hello.
Let's go around the room. Would you introduce yourselves to the audience, like your name and what you do?
Rich Davies, guitar player.
Bree Fretz, the bassist, and vocals.
Milton Bradshaw, I play some drums sometimes.
There he is out there.
All of your names sound made up.
They're all fake.
Yeah.
You do the majority of the singing, don't you there, Milton?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Do you guys do a little backup yelling or actual singing?
I split Bree some sings. Songs with them.
Yeah, Bree sings. I'm a yeller.
They're virtuous.
And a moaner and a crier.
I'm working on it.
Because last time I saw you, I was incredibly drunk, and at some point I saw all of you at a microphone, so, you know, I wasn't sure
it's
about
punk
that
rock.
Part. Right.
Wow, girl, you look like a squirter.
Chewy, that is so rude. You're married.
I know, and I said that months ago about somebody else.
No, that was not months ago. That was
she
right
looks like
now.
A very nice girl.
Moments.
Sheesh.
I heard squirting is just like chicks peeing.
That's what I heard too.
On the
That's
internet
what I'm talking
somewhere.
About. Yeah. Now, these guys were talking about that one time, and I said that as a joke.
Golden shower? Yeah,
any girl that does that in my truck is cleaning it up.
Ricky, do you even know what that is?
Oh, instead of water. for a shower, it's gold.
I hate you.
Well done.
Speaking of end of the line, God, yes. Can you guys play some punk rock for us?
Yeah.
Sure. And Dave,
yeah.
Before he has to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can, man.
Yeah, go hook it up.
Woo. You guys all
are
set?
Are we playing again? I forgot.
We all ready?
So who wants to set it up for us? What's the name of it? You don't have to tell us what it's about.
This song is called Party, and it's not about a damn thing.
It's about a party.
Do they have their guitars in their hands?
They're working on it.
No. And have they tuned, for God's sakes?
Wait,
this
Rich.
This is a mess.
Rich, keep your pants on.
It's a mess.
There's no tuning in this
band. I'm like, fuck.
There we go. All right.
For real?
They're strapped in. And...
I couldn't fit in the room, so I'm like, I'm out here wondering, you know,
what's happening? Where's everybody?
Alrighty then.
Got invite. Eat all your food and drink all your beer. You were not home, we wish you were here. Be there for your birthday party. Breaking shit on New Year's Eve. Eating shit with smoking pot. Saying your guests will never leave. We are the people who come out at night. We drink and we gamble. Do drugs and fight. People pissing everywhere. Going through your underwear. Even I don't think it's fair. It's just too bad you were not there. Be there for your birthday party. Breaking shit on New Year's Eve. Stealing shit with smoking pot. We'll never be through the best party you didn't want to give. Don't call the cops, cause we know where you live. We are the people who come out at night. We drink and we gamble, do drugs and your place.
Yeah.
Do it again. Do it
awesome.
Again.
Yeah.
Do we want another one?
Yeah, we always double up on punk rock.
Especially punk, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a love song, right?
Yeah, totally.
I'll never be the same.
you guys are into like...
I think I'm going to have to call it, Nick. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, yes, this just in, that was exactly punk as fuck. Yes, you heard it here live.
Yeah.
Including a drummer who can't play, apparently.
It's our Police cover. We took the Police in this melee.
How's the love song? I thought it was Cure. It really reminded me of the Cure.
It had 80s, definitely 80s feel there, man. But,
singing Puppy Dogs and Ponies.
A lot of Robert Smith in that.
It's about Subway
Rainbow.
Love.
Bree, have you always been a punk rock chick bass player? Or were you like originally a cellist? I mean,
what do you do?
I was originally a cellist.
Did I seriously call that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, fuck.
Good job.
You look like a cellist.
Girl, I still have
like
my
a squirter,
cello.
If you know what I'm saying.
Oh, that'd be gross. Come on.
That's not at all.
But when did you get into the punk rock bands and stuff?
Oh, God. I got in punk when I was like 17, 18 with NoFX and everything. Yeah, they got me into it.
NoFX is everybody's punk rock gateway drug.
Yeah.
Screeching Weasel,
but it
sorry.
But I honestly started playing metal on the cello, you know? Like, I'd sneak in the back practice rooms and play Metallica.
Rad.
Yeah, and then I just went from there, you know.
How did you hook up with these guys?
Sexually.
What's a pretty young thing doing with some reasons like these?
Bad choices.
Lots of bad choices.
Low self-esteem, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No motivation. I just knew Milton for a long time, and I saw these guys play at the Hideout when they had an old or a different bass player.
He was old.
He was an old guy.
He was very different. He was different, too.
So he was very like tall. He matched. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he was very behemoth.
His parole officer came and took him away.
Hi, Andy. We don't
Oh, he had to be in that band.
Yeah.
So it's a prison band.
Choir.
The choir.
Literally.
Literally big shoes to fill. And then when I saw him play, I was like, I can play this music. I got this,
These guys are easy.
And then Milton asked me. So.
Right on.
Yeah. That was awesome.
We got the best review I've ever got at that show. The scum kids that hang out in front of that place. Two of the chicks were talking, and they're like, nothing could be worse than that first band.
That is excellent.
Hard to impress those guys.
Badge of honor.
It's easy to not impress him, too.
Well, and I know Rich here. We see each other on a cold morning as dropping our kids off at school.
We're hanging out by the girls' soccer practice field, right?
Exactly, having cigarettes under the bleachers.
Yeah, so we go way back.
Sight, anyway.
Yeah, right. So it's good to see you here now in your little place.
In our real elements.
It's awesome. Yeah. Thanks for being part of it.
Well, how'd you and Milton hook up here?
I started playing drums for Milton's band, played for like three practices and I got fired for the Pig Farmers. And then so I went back to started playing with drums, and then I went back to playing guitar, and then we came back and I had a band, and I had a practice place, and I knew Milton, and we hung out, and the old band kind of went separate ways, and he started playing drums, and here we are. And it was just like this weird evolutionary process.
It's all Milton's fault.
Yeah.
Well, and Milton, you too, are you guys all local? Like, are you from here?
Born and raised.
Yeah?
I'm from the Bay, but I've been here since 1987.
That's a long time.
Yeah, you're local now.
I'm from LA, though.
You're adopted.
I'm not sure.
I used to go to the old shows at the Zephyr with Short Fuse and 7 Seconds. Yeah.
Well, Red. Short Fuse and BOHJ had like a regular night there on, I think, Wednesdays. That shit was awesome.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because I'm trying to do something really similar.
All right. Yeah. That's how I first heard punk rock and was exposed to it. I think I was 16.
Yep.
Sneaking into the Zephyr to see those shows.
Yep. I was right behind you, man.
Yeah. It was awesome. We'd get kicked out and go change shirts with each other and try to get back in. Think we looked like different guys.
But what I remember about
it. Did that work on you when you worked door there?
No. Yeah. I knew all those tricks.
One day I'm going to work door here.
Worked for the girls.
Great.
What I remember about it, though, is that there were never headliner bands that came through town. They were just always locals on that night.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, when the headliner would come through, they'd play. But there were still like 50 people in that little shitty bar. And So I'm actually trying to book a show once a month at Jub Jub's. We got some dates coming up. It's the second Friday of every month. It's called Punk Rock Night, and it's for local punk rock bands.
Fuck yeah.
That's rad.
Well, it's too bad we don't have any of those.
There's
good punk rock music out there.
Yeah, I just did some asking around for the shows. I got a hold of about 13 bands.
Fuck.
Hell yeah.
And that was just opening a window and yelling.
Basically, yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah, they come up to me at the shows sometimes. You know.
Everybody out there.
Well, that's what we used to do. We'd open the window and yell about the show. And people would, podcast. What's a podcast? I don't know. Okay, well, maybe I'll come on. And now, as you guys know, we got a calendar. We're booked out.
Yeah, we're privileged.
So it's, after you yell out the window, then they will come. Yeah.
Congratulations.
But that's but that sounds great. A Friday night punk rock show every other week?
It's once a month right now. It's going to be the second Friday of every month.
Second Friday, that's what I heard.
Yep, okay. And they're 21 and over for now, but if we break 50 people, we can probably start doing all-age ones.
Very cool. Yeah.
Cool. Something to work towards,
Yeah.
Very awesome.
It'll just make sure that in the future there's punk rock fans to play for, because as far as like music here goes, you can make money with DJs or hip-hop or even like folk music. But to make money with punk rock doesn't make sense. Like waiting for an out-of-town band to come and like hype up one show doesn't make the rest of the bands that are waiting to play shows like move on.
Right.
They never stick around because it's a lot to be committed to a band and show up all the time and put your heart into it and then just have no shows to play.
Definitely. Yep. That's for sure. Definitely. That's good.
We got a big show coming up, by the way, with Nick. It's on January 31st. It's at the Harry's Sports Bar.
Yeah.
That's Satisfactory.
Benefit a good cause, too, I believe.
That's right. The 1422s.
They're going to start a new chapter.
Yeah.
Goddamn right.
Chapter. If you're a clamper, you know what we're talking about. And a good lineup on this one. It's Old Glory, Out for War, End of the Line, and The Liver Scars.
Yep.
Nice.
At Harry's.
Good show.
Quite a good show, I'd say.
Some chicken wing special, too, right?
Old fuckers.
Come
playing.
For the chicken wings.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm
in. Stay for the band.
the food. It's an event, so
when's
there'll
that
be all
again?
Kinds of stuff going on.
January
31st.
And does the second Friday punk rock thing begin immediately?
It starts February 13th.
Okay, not
And then March 13th and April 10th, and then those are booked tentatively.
If it fails, that's it.
I'm just gotta pull the string sometime, you know. Woo-hoo! What I mean? But I'll tell you what, since we're on the podcast, I'm looking for one or two bands for one of the dates in February.
Nice. Cool. All right. Yep. Yeah. Punk rock bands listen to the show, and I know you're out there, you stoner slacker, as you're driving to work hungover, listening to our show. Get a hold of Milton. He's on Facebook. End of the Line. It's very easy to do.
Oh, we're all over the place. We're like herpes.
Wow.
No, and definitely get us more details as shows come up with like solid bookings, and I'd be happy to like give a shout out for Jub Jubs and Punk Rock in Reno, because that's punk rock is why I'm still alive in Reno and didn't turn into a meth head gambling freak.
Yeah, you got to be true to something, right?
Punk rockers let me crash on their couch and fed me with Food Not Bombs, and now I'm still alive and here.
And after years of that, he eventually began bathing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I had a child. You have to model hygienic behaviors. They're kids.
When do you start doing that exactly?
February
next 13th. Week.
No, okay, when does he start?
Oh, me? For me personally,
with children.
Oh, when do I start? You're a father. Oh,
when
done
do
well.
You start bathing?
My daughter's several years younger than yours. I'm wondering when exactly start modeling good hygienic behavior.
You've kind of missed the mark. Get on that. Fuck.
Is that what that smell is?
I'll get on it.
Those little pizza boxes.
Hey, you're lucky you're not here in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. Smells like
so mad. this room smells wonderful.
Don't upset the Wookiee.
Right now, this horrible segue is a perfect time to mention our sponsors. Reno Computer Fix.
Oh,
located
cool.
on South Wells by the Dandelion Deli right near Vassar. You can come check them out where they can diagnose, fix, repair, or sell you a refurbished computer for very, very competitive local prices. They also sell local art on consignment on the wall, so it's a bit of a gallery and it's always rotating and changing. Come in and check the stuff out. If you have a dog, bring them along. Kid friendly too. Lots of stuff to touch and play with. Reno Computer Fix!
Yay. Reno Computer Fix.
Thank you, sweetie.
Reno Motherfather Reno.
Hey.
Nice.
Nice. Well done, Rick.
That's that wasn't bad at all.
Rated PG.
Yeah.
What's wrong with meth?
All right, now rated R.
So.
So what?
So let's
Should
do
we do
some
more music?
I say one music and then quiz.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good. You guys ready for this? couple of songs.
Did you know there was going to be a Quizbury?
No.
Awesome. Yeah. This will be fun.
Like Jeopardy.
You know what?
Not so much. Never.
Should we say goodbye to Dave?
Oh, Dave, are you leaving?
Yeah, I'm gonna head out of here.
Right, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
Thanks, Dave, for having me on the podcast.
Shut
later, dude.
Keep up
the good work.
Hey, Dave. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
That means a lot, really. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rick rolled. So everybody go to the skate jam for Dave.
Skate jam!
Skate jam.
Help him get through college.
One day he'll hit puberty.
I hope not.
All right. Yeah, end of the line.
Rick.
Yeah, I know.
You guys
just because I know I've said it a bunch, but yeah, no, everybody drink.
Oh, shit.
You want to do the one
Honky,
for the...
I need a beer.
I'm out of beer, too, please.
Everyone drink.
A couple of beers.
Which one you want to do?
Anybody?
Hippie Chick.
Yeah, okay.
You guys thirsty? Right.
We had to write a song for the people at Jub Jub's.
Nice.
All right, guys, right? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Trust fund.
Kraken.
Trust fund.
Kraken.
Maybe for a hit. She listens to some fish. She's wild. She lost her fucking teeth. Eat some granola.
Mountain.
Watch her pussy.
Mountain.
Eat some granola.
Mountain.
Watch her pussy.
Mountain.
She's like cracking hippie chick. Fucking cracking, sucking dick. She's like cracking hippie chick. Get her drunk, she'll turn some tricks. Frisbee.
Patchouli.
Sprinkled in.
Giving head.
Beating for a hit. She listens to the fish. She's wild in the street. She lost her fucking teeth. Eat some granola.
Mountain.
Watch her pussy. She's like crackin' hippie chick. Smokin' crack and suckin' dick. She's like crackin' hippie chick. Get her drunk, she'll turn some tricks. Frisbee.
Dooley.
Grateful Dead.
Kevin Ed.
Beanie for a hit. She listens to the fish. She's wild in the street. She loves her fucking kid. Eat some granola. Watch her pussy.
Mountain.
Eat some granola. She's like crackin' hippie chick. Fuckin' crackin' suckin' dick. She's like crackin' hippie chick. Get our drunk, she'll turn some tricks.
That is my favorite song.
Do you? Ooh,
that is, you guys played that at Mary Energy, right?
Yeah.
Hell
do
yeah.
You know a woman who's actually...
There's a story to that.
Is there a story?
Yeah. Do we know a woman?
Swing a dead cat at fucking Burning Man. Every woman that it hits.
Nina. Yeah. Oh, have you guys been into
no
Morris
cats allowed at Burning
Hotel
Man,
yet?
Let's be honest.
Uh-oh.
There's not a lot of crack out there either.
Check out Morris Burner Hotel.
You're not the right
There's
people.
More crack than cats.
Yeah.
From what I've seen.
Crack chicks right
that's,
there.
That's true.
By the railroad track. I love the Morris Burner Hotel, but there are definitely a lot of sketch folks that participate.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a ringing endorsement.
Is that?
No, really. I love the establishment. I love the organization. I love the building and the space they're creating over there. But with any new scene and group and thing that's trying to get started and build momentum, there are a lot of hanger-oners that are maybe more parasitic than producing.
Sure, those aren't the people hanging out next door at the shelter.
Yes. No, there is a distinct difference between the two. And there, yeah, no, these are definitely Morris folk. But,
these people have frisbees.
They're not eating frisbees. They look like the people right around the corner, but they drive over in a BMW.
Wow.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with a BMW, you're genuine, authentic hippie, and you know, you keep it real, but you've got this luxury vehicle that costs more than this person will ever make in their
that's
life.
That's because you're a trust fund hippie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens.
There's a new song, Trust Fund Hippie.
Trust Fund Hippie. Yeah.
Because you guys could write hate songs about hippies all day, huh?
Well, the song was about a girl I knew.
Oh, well.
The song was about a girl I knew was a hippie, and then she smoked some crack, and then, you know, theoretically went off on a crack.
Turned into a crackhead.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's what happened.
It's a metamorphosis.
From deadhead to crack whore.
And then there's also the trust punks, the trust rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those kids are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. With their mohawks.
Where do those people hang out at?
Oh. Del Taco.
Do they throw their money? Do they throw their money around for anarchy and shit like that?
No, they throw their money around for drugs and talk about anarchy.
Oh, okay. All right.
A lot of beers involved usually. And maybe getting some buff nugs.
Leather and a skateboard, maybe.
Okay. Right. New stereo.
Painting a picture. I see.
The bass they never learned how to play.
With the same strings on it. It's ten, you know, 8 years later.
All right, Rick.
Yeah. As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please take your seats, because this is the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you a series of awkward, uncomfortable, and generally revealing questions, and then judge you not so silently. Are you ready to play?
No.
Yeah. Too bad. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Let's do it.
You get extra points for your enthusiasm.
You've already signed the waiver in blood.
I can smell the enthusiasm.
Football.
All right, Rich.
Yes.
Starting questions. A bit of softball. Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
Probably my brother, because he's an asshole. Anyway.
Nice bold opinion.
Yeah, right.
Bree, same question. Lover, brother, or mother?
Right now, lover.
Hey.
I'm a single mom now.
You can't choose Star Wars.
Well, then you have to substitute your best friend then in that equation.
Okay. Oh.
She's going to.
Yeah. That changes
your best friend. That sounds like.
No, cannibalize.
Oh, right.
Which part of your lover would you eat first?
Just eat your mom. Yeah. Just eat your mom.
Okay. My mom. Love you, mom.
Milton, same question to you, sir.
Well, my brother's a large person, too.
Good eater.
And he takes pretty poor care of himself, so he'd probably die on his own, and then I'd eat him.
And think about the rich flavor in that.
Although my mom is
marbling.
My mom is German, and maybe, you know, that would add something to
strudel.
The flavor. I don't
kind
know.
Of a strudel flavor. Just.
Nice schnitzel.
Yeah. Schnitzel. All right, next question. We're going to start with you, Milton. What was the first album you ever bought?
First album I ever bought was Dead Kennedys' Plastic Surgery Disasters, and I didn't buy it. I stole it.
Technically,
big.
That's not answering the question, but that was a cool answer.
He's never bought an album. So,
you've never paid for anything.
I don't pay for anything.
Except for sex.
Save all my money for sex.
Excellent answer, my friend. Bree, what was the first album you ever got?
Oh, God. It was Nevermind, Nirvana, unfortunately.
Right. No, that's a good album.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I was a 90s kid.
It just
I'm
dates
still young.
You.
I'm
it's okay. Yeah, right.
My first one was a culture club.
She's like Rihanna. Yeah.
I can't even think of the bad. At least it wasn't Creed. Contemporary
My
stuff,
first one was Culture Club, Color by Numbers. I think you're doing way better.
But it changed my life.
Shitty thing
me
is
too.
That was my fourth album I bought, Rick.
Faggot.
he was Boy George Curious. Rich,
too,
what was your first album?
Rolling Stones, Some Girls, man.
Wow.
It shows how old I am.
Yeah, that does. Yeah.
I rode my bike down to the old record store.
Did you have a sissy bar on the back of your bike?
Yeah, he's really cute. Yeah.
All right. What was the first rock show you ever went to?
The Who.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, right. Big answer. Yeah. Big points on the board for that. Bree, your first rock show.
ZZ Top.
Oh, that's totally legit. Milton.
It was something at the Ice House. I don't know.
Also, totally legit answer for Reno rock shows.
Yeah, the place was good.
Ice House has some good big names.
Have a point off for not remembering a name.
Oh, no, he gets like 10 points. They each got like 100.
Okay.
let's see. Milton, what's your favorite drunk food, speaking of rock shows?
Drunk food or just food?
Drunk food.
When I'm drunk, if I can get it, I'll eat pizza all the time.
Pizza.
Damn it, you stole mine.
I know.
Good one. Good one.
So, pizza for you as well?
And also vagina.
Good answer.
Stole Michael. Yeah, that's the other one.
Rich?
Mexican, for sure.
Mexican.
People
Mexican
are food.
Not
vagina?
Mexican vagina. Yeah. That's nice. Called Pinocchio, yeah.
Excellent. Speaking of, getting drunk and all this kind of thing, in all of the history, who would you want to start a fist fight with?
Wow, that's a good one. All of history?
Real people, all of history.
Ben Franklin, man.
Yeah?
Know, just kind of add to that fucking electricity thing. You know?
Kind of a little bitch.
You better check yourself with that progress in science, son.
Yeah, I bet he probably knew how to fight, too.
You think so?
Dudes who know how to fight don't fly kites.
That's
That's a good one.
Bree.
Chuck Norris. Yeah. The Roundhouse personally.
There you go. Boom.
Ooh, yeah.
Only had that a couple times, but that's always a really good answer.
It's a bold, strong answer. Yeah. Milton?
It would be a tables, ladders, and chairs match between Goldberg, Bret Hart, and Sigmund Freud.
And yourself?
And myself.
Wow. Cool. That's, yeah, that's an interesting
combo. A multiple
combo.
Answer that time.
I want to think about that later.
And then I'd ask Sigmund why I won.
We're going to switch things up here a little bit. Drinking, it goes along with it. How often do you masturbate?
I'm doing it right now.
Excellent. Excellent answer. Yeah. That definitely gets a ding. Bree?
Once every 2 days.
All right.
That's pretty free. Yeah.
That's a standard lady answer. A healthy lady answer.
I'd be averaging about 1.5. Because sometimes you do 2 or 3, and then sometimes you...
And then you don't do any for a day or
two. Comes in spurts.
Yeah, right.
Skunk.
He is getting old.
You did you to me, Bruce.
But I only say that because I understand what he means.
Wait, you guys...
It's more of a trickle, right?
You guys stop?
Slipping.
You guys stop?
Stop what? What?
Masturbating?
Nah, I don't stop masturbating.
Oh, shit.
You got to take your hand off
something. Milton is just constantly turgid and in a state.
What are you doing in that room all by yourself?
He's a full stroke right now.
Oh, yeah, I'll totally sit in the other room while you guys do the show.
He's see how he always carries around that textbook?
That baby oil.
When you're on the internet, do you ever, what's your favorite, what do you search to jerk? What's your keywords?
Oh, my God.
Search to jerk.
Compilation gives you the whole world. Because,
and then it's just quick scene after scene.
Yeah. The thing play I don't shot, like is shot. When they mix up the categories and like the transsexuals and all the other shit is mixed in with it.
Because he really likes it.
Because like then why. I get distracted and I forget about my straight porn.
He's
you get distracted, do
that
you?
That penis distraction.
He's all it's like, what?
My God.
Bree, what are your favorite keywords?
Like porn for women.
Okay.
We don't even know what that is.
Yeah,
what is
that?
It's
very passionate.
It's like stories.
Okay, like a lot
of softcore
stuff with Vaseline on the lens and backlighting and a fan blowing.
One dude, one chick.
Yeah, one dude, one chick.
Sunlight coming through a window.
Double penetration. No fisting.
Yeah, black pizza guy comes in, you know?
Nice, wholesome stuff.
I just happen to have these industrial strength gloves on hand.
I have come to fix your pipes.
Rich, what keywords do you look for?
I'm pretty much an Asian lesbian kind of guy.
Yeah,
you know what
right,
I mean? Pretty generic.
Right.
Nothing. Asa Akira.
Also very sensitive, soft and sensitive.
Yeah. But, you know, I can go a little freaky, too. So
you look like a yellow fever guy.
Ex-hamster.
That's where that came from, X.
XNXX.
Describe for me.
XNXX rules.
When did you lose your virginity, Rich?
What was that?
Where did you lose your virginity?
Where or when?
In his butt.
What were the circumstances surrounding?
I finally screwed my girlfriend when I was 15. I got blowjobs.
Finally,
for
he said.
Because I got
I didn't even have a girlfriend at 15.
I got blowjobs for like 4 months, and I didn't even think about fucking her because... I'm like, why?
Why mess with a good thing?
Things are going great. You know what? Honestly,
that's what I meant.
And the blowjobs are actually better, actually. So,
tell you the truth.
You know what I mean?
She had more practice.
She actually cried because I was kind of disappointed. I didn't think it was that great. So,
you didn't let her down softly.
It wasn't her first time. She was 18. So,
it's
her fault.
High five there.
Dumb bitch.
Pulling down an 18-year-old at 15. That's good juju there.
Well, you know. She was like a C-level 18-year-old, you know?
She was trolling. My first was a C-level and C-sized girl freshman year who was a fifth year senior.
Oh, is that right?
In college.
Yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
So
in college.
It's okay.
Glad to break in the new guys.
Bree, just your circumstances.
15 out by Pyramid Lake. And then the guy turned out to be gay later, which kind
of. Oh.
You turned a guy gay?
I think so.
Wow, did he, you turned him gay.
Huh? Yeah, no. The first one.
No.
The first
you,
one.
You were his testing the waters. Yeah. He liked you that much that you were the girl he was going to do
it with.
Try
this pussy thing once, and if it doesn't stick, forget it.
Did he go for the wrong hole by accident?
Yeah.
That was that good, yeah. His first time, too.
That happened to me one time after I was already gay and I was with a girl, and she said, wrong hole, like, to make me feel bad.
Not for me,
her,
baby.
I looked at her and I said, sorry, have it.
Might be the wrong, but while I'm here, I might as well just finish.
That's where they food both, comes out.
They both work for me.
Plan B, right? We're working on a song, a Plan B song.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Milton, describe your circumstances of your ginger deflowering.
And not with your sister, either. Right.
Oh. That one never counts.
Yeah.
All right.
Step parents, step siblings don't count.
Okay. So I was 19. I went out to the Mustang Ranch.
Yeah.
I paid a lovely middle-aged woman who was in like some sort of metal Spider-Man looking outfit to flog my penis until she got frustrated because I went in there with Speed Weenie.
Yeah.
That's classy.
You're taking a pound town.
So your deflowering sounds like a Giger painting.
It was like I guessed the wrong price on The Price is Right.
No, this is let's make said. A deal. And he gets the donkey and the year's supply of hay.
And he's wearing lederhosen. Yeah. I heard bum 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 bum. And also my second and my third times were out there too.
Same lady, right?
No, they talk to each other. I had to get new ones each time.
Yeah.
And did you try?
Oh, it's that guy.
Did you try it without the speed weenie?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay, good for you.
A lot better, right?
Yeah, it was all right.
Oh, I've dropped the rest of my questions. Nick, off to you.
I have a couple questions, though, first.
Oh, Nick has questions.
Rich, if you could absolutely get away with it, and nobody knew, but you knew, what celebrity or famous person in history or whatever would you have an affair with?
Sophia Loren. But when she's young, not old.
Not now.
Of course.
Not as she is today.
But if I had it, we talked about this before, like if Sophia Loren came to me even at 80 and said, "Hey, Rich, yeah, I need to get laid." You'd have to fuck her because she's Sophia Loren.
Come
on, you know, you got to give it.
You got
to
put it on the resume.
Yeah, knock it off. Just say Sophia Loren. You don't say young. It's like Fat Elvis or Young Elvis.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You just don't specify.
I think I'd rather be with Fat Elvis, actually.
Yeah, you know, there's something to say about that.
He had a lot better drugs.
He's a better cuddler.
Bree.
Taylor Swift. I hear she's into chicks now. She's swinging.
I want to see that.
City. She's college age. Everybody tries it.
Well, yeah, she's dumb 2 weeks later.
Every experiment's for 4 years.
Milton.
Okay, so there's two. There's this chick that used to be in films with Richard Pryor and I don't know. Her name was Bridget Peterson, I think.
Okay.
She's like, nobody knows.
I'm going to go watch my Richard Pryor.
Yeah,
I'm like, is she a black girl or a white girl?
Go Google this shit.
She's a white girl. She was in The Jerk. She was his girlfriend.
Oh, Bernadette Peters.
Bernadette Peters.
Oh, yeah. She's fucking hot.
Yeah. She's Young Frankenstein. And
she was in
Hair. Yeah, that's a good one.
Kind of a Jewish thing going on.
Right, she was in a good way. She was Reese's girlfriend.
In a good way.
I'd wear that out.
Nothing bad wrong. Nothing wrong with that.
And then the other one was, she was Indiana Jones' girlfriend.
Karen Allen?
Yeah, I think that's
with the husky voice.
She had that wandering eye.
She was fucking gorgeous.
That was Karen Black from
The Voluptuous.
Karen Allen was also in Animal House, right?
Yeah, she was, totally.
Yeah. When she's younger,
And you got, there's totally a quick, like, 2 second boob shot of her in Animal House. Yeah. I know because that spot on my dad's VHS tape was worn down.
Yeah, where Donald Sutherland's ass repeatedly.
Worn down on Rick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, yeah. They're within moments of each other.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a whole lot of stop, rewind, play, pause. Rewind.
While you're masturbating, you have to stop it before his ass goes on there. Right. You got to rewind just before she goes his ass because then you lose.
Or sometimes
lose
you get that magic pause where it's just her boobs.
Yeah.
It's not
wiggling.
Yeah, and it's not wiggling.
He's worked that thing over.
All right, and then another question. Yep. Rich, tell me about your most memorable celebrity meeting.
Oh, you know what? This is actually an easy one. I ran into Deborah Harry of Blondie.
Oh, no way.
In Vegas. Just got done watching the show at Blondie and the B-52s in Vegas. And I just ran right up to her. I see her walking up. I've been a big Blondie fan forever. Like 1978,
yeah,
Heart of Glass.
Me too. I named my dog after.
Oh, yeah? Blondie?
Deborah Harry.
Oh, yeah. And so I go, Miss Harry. And my wife's right there. I'm like, I think you're awesome and beautiful and basically want to go up to your room with you, you know? And she had looked at me like she had taken about 14 Vicodins or something like that. She had like 1,000-yard stare. She didn't like know I was there, you know? I was like, I guess it's not going to happen, you know? But
she just played a show. She was just exhausted, I'm sure.
Trying to act like she wasn't into me, you know? She wanted me to play hard to get, I guess.
Yeah.
But that was like almost touched her, so. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty, Deborah Harry felt pretty good, so.
That's pretty good, yeah, man. Right.
So.
Bree?
I met Leftover Crack all randomly when they played Club Underground a while ago.
Yeah,
when it was still Club Underground. I had drank too much and I was puking out back. And this guy tapped me on the shoulder and was like, "You need me to call a cab?" And I was like, who the hell are you, dude? And I was like, "I came here to see Leftover Crack. I'm going to stay." And I look up and it's Ezra. And I'm like, whoa. Yeah, I totally met him and shook their hand and then proceeded to puke.
He was just all, "I love you."
Yeah, and they were like, they left. Yeah, it was crazy.
All right, cool, drunk kid.
Milton, you got a celebrity meeting?
I've been lucky to meet a lot of skateboarders and musicians and stuff, but I think the weirdest one I ever met was Tony Hawk's dad, Frank Hawk. The other skateboarders called him Meatball Nose because he was kind of a drinker.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'd rather met his mom.
We used to do the skateboard contest when I was a kid, and so he would like yell at all the kids and tell them not to skate and all that other stuff. And
like,
that was
I'll get off my lawn, drunk, Irish stereotype kind of thing.
Yeah.
How old were you?
That was probably 14, something like
down in Los Angeles?
No, here in Reno, actually.
Oh, far out.
Yeah, I used to build ramps for skateboard contests, so I was part of the crew for a big one that we had here in 1990.
Oh, cool.
I met a bunch of people, but he was like the weirdest one, so I think that's why that came up.
Right on. Cool. Good stories, everybody. All right, let's do some rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
All right, let's start with Milton. Elvis.
Stress on the word rapid.
Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
Elvis.
Oh, Elvis for sure.
Ah,
good.
Right on.
Good.
Clash or good Sex band. Pistols? Milton.
Clash, yeah.
Sex Pistols.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Deborah Harry or Pat Benatar?
Oh, Deborah
Benatar.
Harry.
Pat.
No way.
Pat. Wow, two Benatars, one Harry.
Well, you gotta qualify that with like in their prime and not drug addicted or afflicted. You know,
at least Pat knows what's going on.
Yeah, right.
Let's go. Yeah.
So
gotta
be, yeah.
Debbie Harry or Joan Jett?
Oh, Deborah Harry. Yeah.
Joan Jett.
Really? Sorry. Why are you guys with me?
Exene Cervenka or Wendy O. Williams?
Wendy. Because Exene's about 240 now, right?
Dude, I would have gone Exene, just musically talented, more talented.
Are we talking about
Wendy would show
fun.
You her tits.
She might be more fun.
Wendy was way more punk rock.
I thought we were talking about who we wanted to fuck, not who we liked better.
Oh, well, you guys are playing rapid fire right. That is how you play Soul. let's go with
good thing it wasn't David Bowie or Elton John, right?
That's later.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start with Milton again. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
I don't watch any sci-fi. It's all bullshit.
Boom. He's going to wait until it's real.
Fails the question.
Let's go, Milton. DC or Marvel?
Just fist fuck me.
Marvel.
Marvel.
I'm not a nerd. I don't know.
All right, let's go.
Rich, your score was kind of okay there, but it's tanking rapidly.
My kid should be
in. Let's start with Rich then.
Ask me something cool.
All right. Rolling Stones or The Who?
Oh, Rolling Stones, of course.
The Who.
What?
Milton?
I love Quadrophenia.
Stones.
Yeah, Stones.
Two Stones and One Who. Yeah. All right. Now answer me this, Rich.
Yes.
AIDS or cancer?
Which one I want or which one I cured?
It's rapid fire.
Pick one.
Take the AIDS.
Yeah, I'd rather fuck AIDS.
Yeah. Milton? Yeah. At least you know you got...
Milton?
Cancer smells bad.
Can I
you don't get cancer from a bad dick.
Let me ask you fucking. Let me ask you this.
Okay, Milton.
Can I hang out with Magic Johnson?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Then I'll take the AIDS.
All right.
Right? AIDS is curable so long as you have enough money.
Yeah, right.
Let's say pizza or tacos?
I'll take a taco.
Pizza.
Milton?
Pizza tacos.
Cocaine or ears?
No. Blind or deaf?
Oh, blind or deaf.
You can just blurt them out, man.
Cocaine or ears?
I didn't know what you were signaling to me.
Take the ears. Blind or deaf?
Blind or deaf, Rich.
I'd rather be deaf. I want to see where I'm going.
Blind?
Yeah.
Blind.
You'd rather be blind? Yeah.
No, you can still hear it and play music.
Yeah.
Still touch stuff.
You can't drive.
Vomiting?
You can't drive.
Diarrhea. Vomiting or diarrhea?
I'll take the diarrhea, man. I hate vomiting.
Vomiting
man.
Is awful.
Yeah.
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
Nope.
Cha-cha-cha.
Because at least you have diarrhea, you lose weight.
Beat up or arrested? Oh, wait, did Milton answer?
Shit. Yeah.
He said diarrhea. Yeah. Okay,
you can at least read a book while you're having the shits.
That's true.
But you can
you know what sucks
anywhere.
Though is when you have to throw up and diarrhea.
That's embarrassing.
In Indonesia, that happened.
That's what bathroom garbage cans are for.
You do it on stage,
sir.
Beat up or arrested?
Oh, arrested. I don't want to get beat up. Yeah.
Oh, that's beat up.
Oh, well, that's probably easy.
Milton,
anyway.
You can try. I'll take.
I've been arrested a bunch of times.
All right. Meth or Mountain Dew?
Whew, can I take cocaine?
That is an acceptable answer.
Mountain Dew.
Now, is this the red stuff or the crystal clear stuff?
The green stuff.
The good shit.
Classic.
The real
classic.
Modern day good stuff.
I'll just do the Mountain Dew.
Okay. Herpes or Nickelback?
Oh,
herpes.
Damn. Yeah. Where's the herpes? On my...
Yeah, it's all herpes. Yeah.
On your lip.
Oh, yeah. I already got that. That's not a problem.
Yeah, it's all herpes.
Remind me not to make out with you. Yeah.
I'm sponsored.
It's a remission.
I'm sponsored by Valtrex.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Oh, gay.
Red hair. Yeah, I can pull that off.
Homophobe.
But she's not because
ginger's have no
soul. Be lesbians, okay?
What was that, honey?
Her makeout is
Taylor Dane. Ginger's have no soul.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. Whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Taylor Dane. That.
Yeah, you're
old, bro.
Gay or ginger, Milton?
Red hair.
Nobody ever says Taylor.
Red hair? He's a homophobe over there. Yeah. That's what makes you think
you're
wants
a faggot, it. Though.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I ain't got no fucking red hair.
All right. If you can live in a world with either punk rock or movies, which one do you pick?
Oh, punk rock.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's punk rock? Yeah.
Milton?
Can they be movies about punk rock?
No, because punk rock wouldn't have existed.
No movies at all.
Just the decline of Western civilization.
Then I would invent punk rock and watch movies all day.
Yeah. So he's going movies. Okay.
Yeah. Movies.
All right.
Well, those guys, Elvis quiz. Or Star Wars?
Oh, okay.
Imagine a world with only one.
But he doesn't care about
it. He doesn't
care.
I like Elvis.
Imagine a world with only Elvis or Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elvis is gone.
But not the first three.
No, I'll take Blue Hawaii.
Episodes one.
I think, yeah. I think there'd be far less nice velvet paintings if there was no Elvis. So I'll just keep Elvis.
Jailhouse Rock.
I have one of those in my living room. One of those lovely velvet paintings of Elvis.
That's awesome.
It's quite nice. I'm very proud
of it. Dude, I found out that Penny from the Shames is a big Elvis fan.
Like, she, like Elvis makes her feel better when she's sad. Like she like looks at this magazine of his pictures.
Wow, at least I'm not that fat and fucked up.
No, Chewie, how could you say such a thing?
What?
I think it's just
she's
Elvis's.
Not. She's not.
Oh, hey, Rick, he really did say that. Write that down. Write down the timestamp.
I just thought it was really cute that she loves Elvis the way you guys
that is cute.
Do.
All right, so our results here. Rich, sorry, you bottomed right out down to about 627 points. Bree and Milton,
nerd.
You both were running a good race, but Milton put it over the top there.
I believe it.
Milton,
he always does.
Milton wins with 10,043. Bree coming in second place with 972 points.
Wow, that's neck and neck there for
still,
a while.
Yeah, it was neck and neck there.
She had a good score, but still 9,000 points. I think she lost by there.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's not really neck and neck.
The hooker, yeah.
But that
Mustang Ranch,
but the Mustang Ranch story was really just spectacular.
Yeah. The Pyramid Lake story was romantic, but the other one,
yeah, that was spectacular.
Let me give it, get a finger bang.
I am the champion.
Well, how about we have another song and then close the show out here?
Yeah, you got two.
I mean, well, do you guys? Well, let's take. Do you guys have anything you want to plug? I mean, you've talked about a couple shows. Maybe remind the audience of when those were.
Your mama.
Well, they got the 31st.
A Harry's.
A Harry's.
Yeah.
I know that. Is there any other shows?
Sure.
Oh, and they're doing Skate Jam.
The punk. Are they at Skate Jam, too?
No. We didn't.
Or wait, no. I'm sorry. What was the other one you were
at? Okay, check it out. It's January 31st at Harry's with Out for War, Liver Scars, Us, and Old Glory. And then on February 13th, it's Us, Illegal, and Someone Else. March 13th, Out for War, Pig Farmers, The Enucleators, and Us.
Nice.
April 10th is Us, Me Time, Donkey Jaw, and 10 Cent Mistake. Those shows are at Jub Jub's. They'll be $5. It's punk rock night.
Is that good?
Come out, act the fool, drink way too much, stay up too late, and listen to some punk rock.
Hell yeah.
And you can hit up End of the Line on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
That's right. You can always catch dirty jokes anytime, day or night on my page.
Hey.
You'll get to see lots of terrible things if you hang out with us long enough.
All right, well, give us some of that dirty-ass punk rock, man.
Nope.
Smash.
Yeah,
bacon.
Get hungry.
Give us another one. One?
Yeah.
Right, we can do one more.
Y'all get hungry?
Yeah. Let's get some fast food.
Cause I'm
hungry.
Man.
Making me hungry.
Ladies and gentlemen, end of the line. Check them out at a Jub Jub near you.
Was that one about bacon also?
Yeah. Making bacon.
I like that.
Everything is about bacon. Bacon.
So, Nick, what do you got coming up here in the near future?
They covered it, man. Liver Scar shows. Right. My next show, I'm doing the Truth of Crime with you, so that's taking up a lot of my time.
Oh my God, Lighter Thief is fucking funny as hell, by the way. I thought that was great.
Hey,
oh, thanks, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to be doing some new stuff with Lighter Thief this year.
It's a work in progress.
Absolutely. I enjoy it, man. That's one of my favorite things I do.
I see chorus girls dressed up like pirates, like stomping for you. Yo.
Oh, absolutely. You got to expand, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
we should get some chorus girls.
That would be excellent. We know girls who would do that.
Right.
Chewy, what do you got? Any big games coming up?
No. You know, I'll probably go see the Wolfpack a few times. That's about it.
How are they doing right now?
Washington. They're doing all right. They started out slow, kind of. Took a shit there, but then they won a couple big games recently, too.
Riku's choir got asked to come sing the national anthem again at the basketball game next month or later this month.
Bighorns.
The Bighorns are rad. The Bighorns are scoring like 150 points a game if you guys want to watch some really interesting, fun basketball.
They're doing really
good.
Go see
the Reno Bighorns. Yep. They're not winning a lot of games, but they're losing like 160 to 158 type thing.
Wow.
So, crazy.
Good score.
Yeah.
Almost winning.
So I recommend that. Also,
right on.
You know, check out Lighter Thief or whatever.
Ringing endorsements all around. Rick, who's in the studio this weekend?
I don't know.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing this weekend. There's a chance of Ben's coming, and I don't know if they're coming or not, so I got to call them and find out. But,
hey, Honky, lean right into your microphone and say what's happening. Awesome. Good. Hope you have a good time.
He actually started to get up, so that was...
Yeah, I said... Mean, I didn't say Rick's microphone. I said your microphone.
Oh, you don't have one.
Oh, man. What's it? Pick on Honky time?
I haven't picked on him all show. I really just needed to pick on him once.
Well, thanks for the beers, Honky.
Yeah, thanks. You're doing a good job.
You don't worry. I would like to talk to you briefly, though, about how you shit-talked one of my albums and
I forgot about that.
And isn't that so in your little article your little like in only one paragraph could you piss us off all anymore? So what in the Reno Tahoe tonight, right?
Yes.
And you wrote that Rigorous Proof's new album that I just finished that I'm very happy with.
Underwhelmed.
And what it had the life and energy that I associate with RP sucked right out of it, I think you said.
A little bit, yeah.
Especially I played it again after reading your article, and I think you couldn't be more wrong. So how did you come to this realization?
Needs more cowbell.
Right?
I listened to it multiple times over a few days, and then I did also listen to the live track of the song that was played on the podcast, and I liked the one on the podcast better, and I just, there was just something that it was lacking for me. It was lacked energy. We should talk about this off air, not at the end of the freaking show.
I like this. Keep going.
Damn,
what song did you listen to that was had such less energy as compared to the podcast episode?
The only song that they played off of the podcast in common that I could pick out was Dusk.
Okay, so that Dusk.
Dusk, that was a...
They did, on the show they did, there are four songs they did on the show that are also on the album. And that is Chameleon, Perspectives, Montezuma, and The Moth.
Gentlemen, all this aggression.
It's an opinion, Rick.
No, I just, okay.
Milton's a peacemaker.
You told me that's what you did.
It that much.
Really?
It was all. Yeah.
You told me that's what you did, and I played, a friend of mine and me played all the tracks from both things, and they sound identical except that the studio thing sounds more... you know, a little more produced, but other than that.
Maybe that's what I didn't like about it. It was too clean. I don't know. I was excited. I was looking forward to it. And I played it through a few times. And, well, I didn't say that the first two times I played it, it was over and none of the songs stood out to me.
Ah. God, I love Going Home. They didn't play that on the podcast, and it's one of the fucking best songs ever. God, I really love
it. No, and they are songs I recognize, know, and like from having seen them play live. It's not like I was unfamiliar with the material. I just didn't like the album.
When I went back through and played each song and then played the ones off the podcast, it shocked me at how good they both sounded. It was like, and I just, after playing that, I just thought, fuck, I don't know what the fuck Rory is talking about. I wish that I could say like, oh, I get what you're saying and stuff, but I really.
Right.
So all you people out there.
Therapist, I think.
Their CD release is coming up,
Rick's
right?
always busting my chops for like.
I am.
Be more critical of bands that you review.
Love everything.
And I have been a little bit, but then I ran across a kind of a stumbling block, and it just so happened to be an album that was just put out by a bunch of good friends of mine, and my longtime best friend and hetero homo life mate was the sound engineer on it.
Yeah.
And
thing I'm not so sure about.
It was the first album that I seriously kind of panned.
Yeah. You said there were some tracks you
just
liked.
Call him Hetero?
You didn't tell me. Yeah.
Jethro the Hetero.
No, I did say there was some strong stuff on there, but I guess maybe it was my expectations that weren't met, and so therefore it ended up with a lower grade.
Okay, I have a question.
Well, I mean,
I have a question for the hosts.
Yeah.
Okay, Nick, do you think that this is why Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel are dead?
probably they both had ulcers over this kind of shit, but I just think it's pretty telling that Rory wouldn't just because he loves Rick wouldn't give him a good review.
Yeah,
but I don't think I don't think Rory intentional. Yeah,
they're friends of mine.
Rigorous proof for our friends.
I'm fucking
pissed
off.
I hope so.
It's
at
Max
least.
Volume
like
Sun.
Not anymore.
On top of that, and he didn't use any of that reasoning behind his. He gave his honest opinion. So
right, but it does sound like maybe you just really wanted to be blown out of the water and you weren't.
That could possibly be it entirely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. And other people that you don't know as well, it's like, well, these are a bunch of fucking assholes. Of course they say, you know, it sounds good.
That's the best thing about our band is no one has any expectations for the music.
I just can't believe that Roger Ebert died. You guys are just telling me that shit now.
Yeah, his jaw fell off, man.
It's awful.
Rest in peace, Roger.
That guy from Sparks blew his fucking jaw off.
Joe Cocker also died.
Yeah, he died.
That's all right.
I caught him at a 7-Eleven once, and I feel so bad for it.
Like, who, Vance?
Yeah, like the look that I gave him, I feel so messed up for that. I mean, it wasn't my fault. I mean,
autograph?
No, I just turned the corner and bah! Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, well, you don't see that coming.
No, you don't. Yeah. And he got it the rest of his life after that. Yep. I mean, holy crap. One decision, huh?
Yep. Yeah. It's a bad decision, though. You don't go to the schoolyard with your buddy and blow your brains out.
No.
Yeah. Yikes.
Actually, no matter what Judas Priest tells you.
Oh, Rory, too soon.
Play Led Zeppelin backwards. Right?
All right. So I guess
can we say one
this?
Thing, Reverend Rory, and I want your opinion on this or for you to say something on this. But that in light of like the fucking crazy ICE or fucking these Muslim extremists killing cartoonists, that's fucked up because if they listen to this show that we do every week for 4 years, they'd probably fucking kill us too. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let them.
So I just wanted to say, you know, that's fucked up and rest in peace to all those people in Paris who got
that's
murdered.
That's a good way to go.
Assholes.
It's a great way to go, though.
And then just to play devil's advocate, I have read a couple articles today on a couple of websites. It also alleged that the magazine in question, it wasn't just that they're printing images, that they actually have a track record of being rather hate-oriented against Islam and racist and not tolerant.
There's no reason to attack
yada,
and kill people.
Yada.
There's no reason for
that. But at the same time,
just
because
Muhammad was giving a blow. Job
two sides to every story. They could have been,
infidels,
like the Klan. I don't know,
right? Yeah. But even if they put out their fucking Klan cartoons, I'm not going to go murder them.
No, we still let the American Nazi Party and the Klan have their rally in Muskogee, Illinois.
It's a freedom of speech
and all that.
Yeah,
is that the one that Mountain Dew sponsors?
Muncie, Illinois.
The problem is those KKK rallies. None of the cops are there because they're all in the rally.
No, but it's true. You can make fun of everybody except one group.
End of the line.
Who's that?
No hesitation.
Mine.
Fuck that. Freedom all over the world, man. Fuck it. Freedom.
Hey, I say let the world be ruled by fascism as long as I am the fascist.
Yeah. Just like Anakin, though.
Hey, grab your guitars. Let's go out on Plan B.
Oh, you want to play one more? You want to play us out?
Yep. I thought he was talking about butt sex.
Oh, Bree's shaking off. Bree's shaking off here.
That's,
come on.
They're both shaking off here.
They're both saying it's the end of the line, man.
More polishing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
It is our butt sex song.
For Nick Ramirez. For Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dog Water Dick, Honky, New Girl, and all the rest of the crew here at the Worst Little Podcast, I bid you adieu. I love you. Life is short.
Yeah.
Good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Any last words, Goonface?
Dog Water Studios.
Don't tell me I don't know what Vietnam is like.
I don't get that.